LA County transfers up to $14 million from cops to illegal migrants. By Neil Monroe on October 14, 2020. Los Angeles County is cutting $14 million from the police budget to compensate illegal migrants who were held in jails until they could be picked up and deported by federal agents. The October 12 vote by the five-member county board is intended to settle a lawsuit by multiple pro-migration groups, and it is being portrayed as a warning to other cities and counties. The $14 million payout will go to people, nearly all illegal migrants, who were detained by local cops to help deportations by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, between 2010 and 2014. The payouts will range from $250 to $425,000, with an average payment of roughly $700. Many of the migrants were successfully deported and may not learn about their promised windfall. This is a very significant settlement, and it is hopefully a wake-up call to law enforcement agencies around the country who continue to hold people for ICE. Jenny Pasquarella, a lawyer with the ACLU of Southern California, told The Washington Post. The money is being taken from the county's police budget, reducing police resources to curtail the city's rising crime. LosAngeles.com reported October 6. The Los Angeles Police Department said Tuesday an alarming increase in street violence had continued in recent days, with at least 50 people shot and more than a dozen murdered. "We haven't seen that type of week in over 10 years," said LAPD Assistant Chief Robert Arcos. Newman is a progressive, so his advocacy for illegal migrants and sanctuary cities can help to drive down wages and drive up rents for millions of Californians. For example, his support for illegal migrants is echoed by advocates for the nation's wealthiest investors, including the founders of FWD.US and the New America Economy. Many Democrat-run counties and cities, and their local media outlets, have welcomed and protected the cheap migrant labor that is preferred by local business groups who are eager to avoid hiring unskilled, poor Americans. Sanctuary cities have won the war directed against them by President Donald Trump, Fox, et al. And, in the process, shielded hundreds of thousands of people from deportation and criminalization, said a tweet by Chris Newman, the top lawyer at the National Day Labor Organizing Network, which is part of the lawsuit. "This hidden reliance on foreign labor has proved vulnerable during the coronavirus crash and has forced many jurisdictions to ask Congress for taxpayer bailouts of their cheap labor economies." However, Newman and other post-national progressives downplay the damage caused by employers' easy access to huge inflow of legal and illegal migrant labor. Joe Biden's 2020 plan includes several proposals to expand the inflow of foreign workers and consumers into the United States. He promises to let mayors import foreign workers for local jobs, let companies import more visa workers for college jobs, expand the inflow of chain migration migrants, suspend immigration enforcement against illegals, dramatically increase the inflow of poor refugees, and also provide more health care and other aid to arriving migrants. Open-ended legal migration is praised by businesses and progressives partly because the arrival of migrants helps to transfer wealth from wage earners to stockholders. Migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from home buyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states. Migration also allows investors to skimp on labor-saving technology, sideline U.S. minorities, ignore disabled people, exploit stoop labor in the fields, shortchange migrant labor in the cities, gain more control over professionals, centralize technological innovation, and undermine labor rights.